Crossroads Sports.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Crossroads Sports, not podcasts, daily radio show now. We are brought to you on the airwaves now. We're presented by Blog Talk Radio. We're going to start to do something different a little bit now where we're going to be on here. We're going to take calls. We're going to talk sports talk radio all day, every day. We've got a call-in number for everybody to call in if they want to talk sports with us. It's going to be a great time. We've got about an hour before the NFL draft starts. So we'll be talking sports. If you want to call into the show, ask a question, talk a little bit of sports, I'll do give you the call-in number. The call-in number is 929-477-3331. That's 929-477-3331. We'll take your calls. We'll talk a little bit of sports here and trying something brand new. So hopefully, you know, everything kind of goes right this first time, and we don't have any issues with it. So expecting some big things with it all. So to get away and kick us off and get started, let's talk some NBA playoffs right now. Right now we've got the a couple series still left to go. We've got the Raptors. They're taking on, Washington Wizards. They're up 3-2 right now. Game 6 is going to be Friday evening. Friday should be a big game of basketball with going on. There's several big games. Speaking of such, the Celtics up to 3-2 on the Bucks in the series. They play tonight. Game 6 in Milwaukee. Should be a great game there. I do think Boston will come out with top of that one. Milwaukee will play tough. I just think Boston, with what they have on this roster, it's still too talented to not go far. So we've got that going. The Philadelphia 76ers, they've already wrapped up their series. They beat the Heat 4-1. It was a fun, it was a competitive series. So that was really great to see. With that, the Cleveland Cavaliers up 3-2 on our Pacers currently right now. So definitely is going to be a opportunity for the Pacers to battle back here and see what they can make it a ball game. So this organization needs to get over the top against LeBron. It's one right thing right now where they've been struggling mightily with competing with LeBron James and all that such. So hopefully they can finally get over the hump here and make it something. So we've got that also for Indiana's game tomorrow night. 8 p.m. start time. We've got a gold out at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Everybody's going to be wearing their gold. TNT will have the game broadcast. And funny, go figure, the NBA comes out today and says, we messed up. Yes, the NBA messed up once again. Referees did not call Victor Oladipo's goaltend, which they should have. So they got a big problem there. You know, I think the referees hate this last 2 minutes report that they can't really get all that done within it. The biggest thing with me is, I mean, that didn't cost them the game, I don't believe, because yes, you're up 2, LeBron still hits a 3, they win by 1, but we weren't the only ones to get hosed there. You know, LeBron hit Thaddeus Young, actually knocked the ball out of bounds on the other end a couple plays before that, and they called it Pacers ball. So really, that wasn't even our fault, or that was right there. The referees messed up that one. So they went back as well and said, hey, we got that one wrong. We screwed it up in that final 2 minute report. So, you know, the Pacers, yes, they played like crap. They still had an opportunity to win that game. That's a positive note out of it. Did they deserve to win the game? Probably not. Victor Oladipo, and they're shooting two of, 18, 19 shots. 17, 18, 19 turnovers in the game. Stupid turnovers towards the end. Domantas Sabonis with some really crucial turnovers that were just dumb, just completely dumb. You don't deserve to win ball games like that, especially when you're shooting so poorly as well. Yes, they shot poorly as well. They had their turnovers, but in the end, you got to play well on the road if you're going to win the NBA playoffs. And the Pacers just did not do that. So if you guys do want to call in, 929-477-3331 is the number. We'll take your calls throughout the show. We do plan on having Corey White, hopefully, if he gets out of his other job in time, hopefully have him call in. We'll kind of give him some, talk to him about the game and how things are going for the rest of the series and what he sees for not. Not only tonight is, NBA playoffs continue with just the one game, but the NFL is back. It takes center stage with the NFL draft. The Cleveland Browns, you are on the clock less than an hour right after this show on ESPN. The NFL draft starts and Cleveland Browns will make their pick. Will they screw it up? There is a good possibility they probably will screw it up. But a lot going on right now. Are they going to take Josh Allen? Are they going to take Baker Mayfield? Are they going to trade down the fourth pick? What are they going to do? I think, you know, a lot of people are talking about this is going to be a big night of a lot of moving and shaking going on. So I'm interested to see how it's going to go overall. This is a fun draft that I think, you know, we had a few here or there, but I think there's going to be a lot of big moves being made. And you still got one big free agent out there after all this drafts to sign, and that's Dez Bryant. So, yes, he's a head case at times, but, you know, he will be out there, and he will sign with some team and make the most of it. The biggest thing is with the organizations is you got to draft for the future. New England keeps getting better. These other teams get better. You know, the Steelers, they're drafting, getting better. You know, there's a lot. There's four good quarterbacks in this draft and a really good running back with Saquon Barkley. The Steelers at the 28th pick, looking at Sony Michael possibly to replace Le'Veon Bell. If Le'Veon Bell doesn't decide to re-sign with this organization, he keeps holding out. Steelers also could go and look at Rashad Evans, a middle inside linebacker from Alabama, to take the place of Ryan Shazier, who was injured there towards the end of the at the end of the season there. So NFL draft was always interesting. And what a weird story to come out the night before the draft with Josh Allen, the Wyoming quarterback who has a chance to go number one tonight. Some of his old tweets from high school days kind of damaging him. He had some derogatory comments, some snotty remarks, and got released last night. Josh Allen said that he's worried about his draft status based on those marks. He's came out. He said he was young, dumb, and stupid. He didn't really mean those. At least he didn't. I mean, at least he owned up to them, but they're him. He said he thought he deleted all the old stupid stuff that he did. His marketing team, and everybody looked at his stuff, and everything was clear. Nothing was going to come up. Well, apparently, Josh, somebody on one of your friends kept a screenshot of the tweet and decided to wait to the last minute to put you out on blast there. So, you know, he says they went through a lot, deleted a bunch of tweets. Just delete your entire Twitter account. High school kids, college kids, listen up. If there's one thing you're going to do when you're getting ready to go pro and make a ton of money, delete your entire Twitter account and start over once you're drafted. That's all you got to do. Just start over. I don't understand why you got to delete a few and you might miss a couple. Just delete the whole damn thing. You don't need it. Wait till you get drafted. Then you can go out there and pop to all your friends and, hey, fam, I'm here. I'm here in Jacksonville or whatnot. You know, just wait. Gosh, you see this all the time. A couple years ago, the dude that had the gas mask on, smoking a bowl with it in there, and that dropped his draft status terribly. So just stupid stuff. With these guys, delete your accounts until you're drafted. That's the moral of the story. The NFL draft tonight, you know, and it is in Dallas, and tickets, if you could get to Dallas for free, you can go watch the NFL draft thing for free. Select people got in for free. Well, guess what? We've got some entrepreneurs, people, because the NFL draft tickets now are going for $300 to get in. Some people are trying to make some buku bucks off of that. And, I mean, I can't say I don't blame them. I think, you got to do what you got to do to make that cash, and that's exactly what they're doing. So if you do want to call in, number is 929-477-3331. We'll get some of your questions, your comments, NBA playoffs, NFL draft, Major League Baseball going on. The Reds dropped another one today. So won 2 out of 3 against Atlanta, which I had a bet with a guy at work that Reds were probably going to lose. And then we lost one. So lost that bet. But we look, sit there and look at the Indianapolis Colts. They've got the pick number 6 tonight. So a lot of different options for the Colts to go. There's talk of them going Bradley Chubb at 6. There's talk of them. Saquon Barkley is not even going to be available at 6, so they can just get that off their radar right now. I think he's going to the Giants at number 2. Colts have also talked about trading down. I've seen a mock draft where it talked about them trading with Buffalo to move back into the 20s. Buffalo's got some draft picks here in the first round, so Buffalo might be wanting to trade up and take a quarterback themselves. So a lot of things moving tonight in the NBA or the NFL draft. And I mean, it's going to be fun. If you watch the movie Draft Day, that was awesome. And you know, this real life playing out one more time. Cleveland Browns, you're on the clock. Where are you going to do? What you're going to go see? It'll be interesting. So looks like we've got our first call here. Let's kind of see who we got. You are on. Who is this?
Hello. Is this?
I wish
wrong
it was.
Number?
Wrong number.
Oh, is this Crossroads Radio, the newest
this is.
And hottest You're... radio show?
You damn straight it is. Mr.
There
White,
we
welcome
go.
To the show.
Yes. Crossroads Radio on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Driving
on the
up
road.
Here on Meridian Street, taking in the town before tomorrow night's big game where Pacers will come out victorious in game 6.
Absolutely. How was it sounding? Was it sounding all right?
Oh, everything sounds great. You sound good.
Perfect.
On the radio. Everything's good. This is
I told our
the
guests,
real
this,
deal here.
Oh yeah. I told our guests this is going to be something new we're going to be doing. And so far it at least seems like it's going pretty smooth. So Corey, I kind of, while you were away, kind of went over the NBA series, but first, while I was talking before you got on, the NFL draft, a lot of stuff for tonight. It's going to go live right after we go off the air today. Just a couple things. Josh Allen, you know, those bad tweets went out last night about him and those derogatory comments he said. He said, well, I thought myself and our PR team went through them and deleted what we needed to, but I said, just delete the whole damn thing. Wait till you're drafted. Then create a whole new account. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm with Herm Edwards on this one, if anyone remembers Herm. Just get off the Twitter. Don't be on it. Only bad things happen when you're on the Twitter. So
yeah.
It seems like every year in the social media age, you know, these kids are growing up with it, and they're all young, dumb, and stupid. They're all not even out of college yet. So they're going to say stupid and idiotic things. And, you know, I think unless it's really, really bad, a lot of it should just be forgiven and give the kids a pass.
I mean, he admitted to it. So, I mean, at least he was doing that. He's not saying he was hacked like most people probably would.
Yeah, like the incident a couple years ago with, oh, I forget his name, Miami Dolphins lineman with the marijuana.
Yeah, the big guy.
Saying he was hacked and all that, you know. It is what it is. If
yeah,
they think
absolutely.
He's a good player, he's still going to get drafted.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. And, you know, he played pretty well. I feel like that guy from, was it Ole Miss he went to? I think
yep.
He played for Hugh Free or Hugh, whatever his last name is.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah. So the Browns got number 1 pick. A lot of chatter today. Everybody thinks Baker Mayfield is going to be the number 1 guy. I'm going to put you in the GM position role, Corey. Who do you go with, number 1?
Well, this is easy. I think the Browns should follow a blueprint that the Dallas Cowboys put together. So I think taking a quarterback number 1 is out of the question. They got Tyrod Taylor, who isn't the greatest quarterback in the world, but he's a starter who can win some games. I think all these quarterbacks they're touting are going to be busts. I don't think any of them are going to win playoff games. So that leaves us with Saquon Barkley. And I think the Browns should follow what the Cowboys did. They took a chance on Ezekiel Elliott. And what that did for the offense is it alleviated a lot of the quarterback, pressures that you may get with having to throw the ball all the time. you can control the possession game, and it alleviates the defense. If they can pick up some other pieces, I think that's a logical way to go. And it, number one overall, if Barkley gets you 800 to 1,000 yards for 8 to 10 years, that's a slam dunk. And with the track record the Browns have had at the top of the draft, just go the safe route. Let's do that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know, you've got two of the first four picks. I don't think you can screw this up, but I guess we'll find out.
They'll find a way. They'll probably take Darnold and Baker Mayfield, those two picks, and have a quarterback battle that turns into a dumpster fire.
Yeah, most likely. Colts at number six. You know, Bradley Chubb, they've talked cornerback from the Ohio State cornerback. I can't think of his name. They've talked about trading down. It'll be interesting to see what Ballard does here, you know, with that pick. He's already traded once and he's traded down, so we'll see if he does it again.
Yeah, I think it's wise for them to trade down. They need as many first and second round picks as possible because they need quality starters. I think both offensively and defensively, they're depleted right now. The guy I would like them to take in the first round is Minka Fitzpatrick. I think he's a playmaker on the defensive side of the ball and it's something that they really need. But we'll see what they do. Luck needs weapons. The defense needs weapons. To me, this is a complete rebuild. There's no chance of the playoffs for them this year. So why not acquire some picks?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the news, Dez Bryant was offered a multi-year deal by the Ravens. He turned it down, said he wants to play on a one-year deal to prove himself. But he was going to wait until after the draft, which is smart, I think, to see what team goes where and see where you can get opportunity at and do lightning in the bottle, maybe.
Yeah, this is getting really smelly, like Bill Belichick is going to be flocking around Dez Bryant here soon. They lost Brandon Cooks. He wants a one-year deal. I could see him fitting in with the Patriots. But, you know, he wants to play against the Cowboys twice, so he might sneak into the NFC East, too.
Yeah, he very well could. Let's see. Okay, before we go back into the NBA, if you do want to make a phone call in, chat some NFL or NBA, the call-in number is 929-477-3331. That's 929-477-3331. Crossroads Sports Radio Show is now brought to you by Blog Talk Radio, where we're doing our broadcast now, and hopefully we'll keep improving it more and more. Corey, you may not have heard, but to start the show, I actually had some intro music in there, and I can add audio clips, so it's interviews and such, so it should look to be something to work on.
All right.
So we look right into the NBA, and let's look no further than just right down the street, probably from where you're at, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Game 6, Friday night, gold out. Miami looking to close out. Indiana looking to protect home court, force a game 7. We'll both be there. Very loud atmosphere. Corey, we've talked about this before in other games we've watched. Both of these teams could very well have swept the other team.
Absolutely. It's been close in every game, each except for game 1 when the Pacers blew the Cavs out. But every other game after that, the Pacers have had a chance to win the game and easily could have swept this series. But it's just come down to a couple of things, and they didn't execute those things at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I talked about before you came on, I said, you know, the NBA came out today and said, oh, you know what, we messed up on the Oladipo goaltend. We screwed up on LeBron dribbling it out of bounds when it was really Thad Young. You know, the Pacers, people ask me all day today, I don't think that ended the cost of the Pacers the game. I mean, to me, there were several opportunities. The turnovers, 19, 18 turnovers. Domantas Sabonis, with the final 4 minutes of the game, just throwing it away at the free throw line. If you're going to win on the road and you want to win in the playoffs, you got to protect the ball. And this team didn't do it, and they're still not doing it.
Yeah, from my perspective, and Pacers fans aren't going to like what they hear, but, you know, the end of the game was Victor Oladipo's fault. So, you know, from my perspective, one of the reasons why they've taken Victor Oladipo out of this is because he has not been as effective on the isolation plays at the top of the key. And a prime example of this was at the very end of the game when he was trying to take a game-winning shot. Sabonis came to set a screen there at the top of the key. Number one, LeBron saw this coming and made a switch so he could guard Victor after the pick was made. And number two, Vic should have waved off that screen because he had a great one-on-one opportunity, and he's been capitalizing one-on-one all series long. Now, yes, he is not finished all the time, but if he would have executed that play how it should have been, he very well could have made the basket. And also, I think he attacked the basket too early. You cannot give LeBron James 1, 2, or 3 seconds to win the game. You got to
absolutely
just drive with 2.5 seconds left on the clock and throw up a shot. And if you miss it, it goes to overtime.
Yeah, my thing was you had 26.3 seconds left. I said you need to take the last shot here. The worst case scenario is you go to overtime.
That's
and,
right.
You know,
there's no reason LeBron shoots a last second shot.
You know, I think honestly that, you know, the more I think about it, I think it played into the Cavs play. They wanted the Pacers to drive. They knew how great LeBron is as a shot blocker. We've all seen it. I think they wanted the Pacers to drive because that takes even less time off the clock. If the Pacers would have shot
that's
it,
right,
that's going to run more time off. And if it's a miss, there's more time coming off there. I think they said, go ahead and drive. We know what LeBron's going to do. And we know sure as hell we'll take that chance that the refs are not going to call something, whether it be a foul or a block.
That's right. I think to win game six, the Pacers need to go back to letting Victor spread the floor, get him at the top of the key, and just let him fly 100 miles an hour right into the lane and, you know, either finish or dish it out and let the shooter shoot. It was effective.
You know,
it led to an 18-point blowout in game one.
I think, you know, I'd like to see Victor come off the ball more and not have to just sit there top of the key and say, okay, is everybody set? Is everybody ready for me to drive and or have the double team come at me? You know, I really thought Sabonis, I can't believe it took him that long just to shoot. Like, I think he was shocked the third time he got the ball, and he's like, damn, I'm still wide open here. Let me take this shot. But, you know, he's got to be able to kick to those corners. You know, you got Kojo in one corner, you got Bogdanović in the other, two lethal three-point shooters that could sit there and do it. I give the Pacers credit for battling back. You know, there was ample times you just couldn't get over that hump, and we've seen that when we were watching game four. There were several times they just couldn't get over the hump, and then they finally did, and then they lost, and it was last night. So I'll put this question to you. Would you rather last night been a blowout loss, that way you had to regroup, or the type of loss last night where it was LeBron just hits a big three?
I would have preferred the way it ended, because I think that infuriates Victor Oladipo and this Pacers team even more than a blowout. A blowout, they know they have a fresh start. That really got deep into their blood, and I think it's going to make them come out firing in all cylinders and force the Game 7.
Oh, yeah.
And,
they,
you know, it'll be in Cleveland, but it's a Game 7, and you never know what can happen.
Absolutely. You know, the Pacers, they even said themselves, you know, Victor said in this post game, you know, this series is over. I thought you had to win four games. So we're here to play another game, and our focus is on that one game. And we win game six, we'll go to game seven. But the Pacers, I felt like this game, they finally clicked out the first half and the first quarter, and they didn't get behind. They stuck it, sit there, and pushed the limit to Cleveland. Like, this is what you're going to do. They had a nice lead towards the end of the first quarter, and then LeBron took over and scored six straight points. But the second half was flat this time. Normally they've done very well starting the second half. This time they started out very slow. It took I think it was 6 minutes into the third before they scored their first points.
That's right. The bottom line is this: the Pacers have what it takes to win not only game six, but this series. And they just have to go out there and do it. And there's really not much other conversation other than that. We know we can beat this team. We know we can potentially win the second round, too. I think this team is that good. So we just have to sit back and enjoy and watch this team. And you know what? If they don't make it, this is a team after the Paul George trade I thought was headed straight for the lottery. And I couldn't be more thrilled with how this season turned out.
Absolutely. And I think deep down the fans understand that as well. And if somehow they lose tomorrow night, I think the fans will give a good standing ovation to this team, because – they played together the entire year. There was no bitching. And they exceeded a lot of expectations, including both of ours. So I'm definitely proud of this team. And you know what? Here's my thing. this Cleveland team is not going to be this Cleveland team come next year. So Central Division titles will come back to this team. You know, this is the hardest first round matchup. I'm sorry. I think this is harder than Toronto. I think this is harder than Boston. To draw the Cleveland Cavaliers, the defending Eastern Conference champion the last, what, two years? It's a tough first round matchup for a team just getting back into the playoff picture.
And going against a man who's been to seven straight finals, yeah. Couldn't have drawn a harder straw there, but it is what it is. So, well, partner, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to let you take the show, and I'm going to sit back and listen, and I'm excited for the kickoff of Crossroads Radio.
All right, buddy. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, folks. That was our Crossroads co-owner, Corey White, joining the show today on his trip home. So thanks, Corey, for joining. Like I said, if we have any more anybody else to call tonight, 929-477-3331. That's 929-477-3331 if you want to call the show. Do some talking. I do see we do have quite a bit of listeners. So shout out to you guys that are sitting there listening in here before the NFL draft here starts shortly. So, you know, we're sitting there talking about the Pacers and the Cavaliers. Some keys for tomorrow. Me and Corey kind of hinted on it a little bit earlier. You got to have a great first start. I think if the Pacers can feed off the fans can feed off of the Pacers. It's a good start. Make it a loud ruckus in there. You got to continue on. LeBron had 46 points again. And the only other scorer was Kevin Love or so. There's only two people that mainly scored. J.R. Smith didn't hit a shot from the outside. Korver, you held to a very little three-point shooting. So that was key. George Hill comes back tomorrow, I believe, for game six. So Calderon hit a few threes there. And, you know, I was telling a guy last night, I said, There's so much bitching going on in the NBA. Like every place, somebody's yelling or talking to the refs. And I said, when they build LeBron James a statue outside of Cleveland or Miami or the NBA headquarters, wherever they want to do it, they need to have a picture with his hands just straight out in the air, because that's all I've seen so far this series is him bitching about where's my foul call, and they need to do something. Devin Silver needs to figure out something to do with these guys because it's not working. And I know the refs are getting pissed off about it. And the refs definitely don't like this 2-minute report that the NBA is putting out. Some of them already talked about not liking it. So we're actually hoping to get one of our buddies who is a NBA referee. I'm hoping to get him on at some point here this summer once things slow down for him. If I can do that, that would be great. I will let everybody know ahead of time. I think that'd be a great interview to have if I can get him on. A little bit of NBA news to finish off with. The NCAA actually committee wants to talk about taking away the one and done rule. So that way a high school kid wants to go to the NBA draft, let him go. And that way it doesn't dilute the college basketball process anymore of these ones and dones. Calipari wants the one and done's now done now, and he was the main component of it when it back first started years ago. They want that gone, and somehow if a college kid decides to go pro and he doesn't make it to a draft team, he's allowed to come back to his college team. So I thought that was interesting. We'll see what happens. They have, I think, in August or so to make a decision on that and see what happens. I honestly think, you know what, they want to go pro early, let them go pro. They'll make it, bring it back to college. So, all right, folks, we've got a little bit of time left. If you want to call in or text the number here to us, we'll answer some of your questions. What we're going to do is, though, probably get off here a little early tonight. You know, we're at 45 minutes. I think that's pretty good so far for the first night, right before the NFL draft. Everybody's getting their food trays, their pizzas, their beers ready for the draft to cheer on their favorite teams. So we'll go ahead and probably sign off for this evening, but be sure to keep checking us out here at Crossroads Sports on Twitter, our Facebook page, Crossroads Sports. Check out our website, www.crossroadssports.us as well. And be sure to continue to follow us here on our new run here at the Crossroads Sports Daily Radio Show. So We'll try to have it every so often, a little bit more. It's easier to do, be more interactive with you guys like our Facebook Lives are. And just have a good time talking sports, shooting the shit, and having fun there. So hope you guys have a great evening. Hope your teams draft somebody good for you. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Take care.
Crossroads Sports.